Welcome back to Room to Chat. Of course, I am your host, Joe. I think we're on, like, I don't even know what episode we're on. Do you guys know, like, the number?
Nah.
We're, like, in 30s, I think.
We just record these.
Why would I know?
I figure you guys would keep up.
I know we're supposed to do it every week, so I remind you, hey, what time are we doing this? When are we doing this?
You know what? I need you guys to be more interactive and, you know, tell me what episode numbers we're on.
I don't know. Figure it out. You're the one who keeps up to date.
I don't really keep it up, per se.
Okay, but does that count as your mini...
I think we're 30. We're on 30.
Oh. Are you counting the mini...
The bonus episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we're counting the bonus episode.
Okay, that's only like 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, now we do like 45-minute episodes. Guys.
That is true.
So, now, Miranda, what did we talk about today?
What did we talk about today?
What are we talking about today on the podcast?
I don't know. You didn't tell me.
You didn't tell us.
Oh, fucking Christ. I got to do everything wrong here. Okay, it's fine.
You
it's
didn't
fine.
Tell us.
It's fine, guys.
You did not
I
tell
got
us.
It.
You did not tell us. That
I
is your
it.
Own fault when you don't
Because we literally
us.
Asked you, and you're like, oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I know what we're talking about. That's all that matters.
Well, then why
maybe
did
it'll
you
be
ask
a,
me?
Maybe it'll be another god or goddess thing, so you know it can come number second to my...
Nope,
number
it's
one.
Nothing about gods or goddesses.
Oh, so it's not going to come up close to my episode.
It's fine. Dakota, you're here bragging, of course.
Oh,
why
yes.
Why don't you say a few words so I can eat this pizza roll?
My Sirens episode is number one right now.
Yes.
Which means I should make more episodes like that. Do you want some of my cough medicine? I got baby and adult.
I don't want the baby.
Yeah, you guys are sick. I need you guys to, you know, not get me sick.
So it's the guy who worked COVID yesterday.
I don't have COVID today, so there you go.
Stop it.
That's going to be the whole episode. You guys coughing.
I took cough medicine beforehand. That's why I sound like a man.
You got that little bass in your
well,
voice.
I need something to drink.
Did you just take my kid's last juice?
Yeah. No.
That's his last fruit punch.
No, it's not.
Second no, I think list. He has one more.
One more!
Take his grape juice.
Oh my goodness. I just gotta open that one.
Oh, I ain't gonna open it. I make some poop.
That makes some poop.
Alright, well, either way, guys. First, before we get into anything else, how in the fuck have we not talked about Demi Lovato singing to Ghost?
What?
She had a whole concert to Ghost.
We don't disrespect the dead like that.
Oh, wait, like...
The Ghost!
Well, I mean, in her defense, Ghost is a band, too.
No, here, I got it up.
I was thinking, like...
Listen, that girl's going through some shit. I don't know what it is.
So, they...
But she's going through it.
No. They are going through it.
Oh, I didn't know they changed their pronouns. So, they are going through
yes,
it.
Yes, they are non-binary. They change their pronouns to they, them.
Okay.
Ghost or Ariana?
Demi Lovato.
Where did Ariana come into this?
I was thinking Demi Lovato. Honestly, in my offense, I was around a bunch of people and they were smoking, so I could have like that.
You talk about a contact high?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, either way, they.
Ariana's just late.
They sang to Ghost to help it come over trauma, and guys, standing ovation.
I think they gave them more trauma.
From Ghost.
Yeah.
It was, okay, it was on a TV show, Unidentified, and it was shared online by Peacock TV.
Peacock, you don't need to be that desperate.
And it's so it showed Demi in a supposedly haunted property in a ghost town in Arizona where they had come across a spirit who had some sort of past trauma with men. Demi and their friend Matt Duscott and paranormal investigator Chris Smith had set up an EMF detector, which is a device that, you know, shows
oh,
you
I think I
there.
Did see something about this on Facebook and I scrolled past it.
I have
yeah.
not seen anything about this.
So she asked the room if there was any UFO or star people there. And their jaw dropped and the detector started to buzz and emit high-pitched noises. The spirit, who the group referred to as Carmen, soon clammed up and the trio realized that she might speak again if they let Demi have some time alone with her. Pretty much, she just sung to some fucking ghost.
Listen, this is Zach Bagans' job.
Isn't that the one who does like what is it?
Ghost Adventures.
Oh yeah,
that's my favorite one.
Okay.
Because Aaron is number one in that show, and no one will admit it, but Aaron Goodwin, number one, dude.
But yeah, so that was a fun thing. I don't know how we never not talked about that.
Okay, so the thing is, I believe in the ghosts and that, but how do we know they're not faking us?
Like, who? Demi Lovato ain't faking us?
The ghost shows.
Oh, I'm sure there probably are.
Now, see, as someone who does not believe in ghosts, I think they're faking you guys.
Well, people that don't believe in ghosts would think that.
Yeah.
But
they could be real. I've never seen them.
We don't need to. We don't need to.
Or felt them.
We don't need to.
My brother says that he can see dead people, so.
I think he got that off of The Sixth Sense.
Your brother's not allowed in my house.
We live in a shitty apartment. They probably fucking hung themselves in this apartment somewhere.
Stop it.
Please do not say that.
They probably did. Yeah, I'm saying.
Okay, so I'm going to be going to my dad's after this episode.
But you know what, guys? I'm actually proud of us. We're recording early this time. Not last minute.
That's because literally there was no other time this week for us to get together.
And yeah. I'm leaving on the 5th.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about, like, I actually did the research early. We're recording early.
Remember when I did research last minute and it became the number one show on our podcast?
I'm just saying.
You're just going to keep on.
Yeah, no. Is this going to be an all episode type
show? It will forever, because you said after, oh, that's not the best podcast we've done. What is it now? The best one we've done.
I said I did not think that was the best one we've done. I said sorry to you the next week.
Yeah. Because you saw how many views it got. Winner.
It only took a week to say sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So when we do it on air, I was going to say sorry and, you know, just publish it.
On the group page. Sorry. Submit post.
Should apologize.
But then there's something else I read. We'll talk about this before commercial. France is going to try to block porn sites.
Yeah.
Why?
Apparently, they are not, you know, their edge skin of people are 18 is horrible.
Their what?
So, like, you know, well, I don't think you guys know, but if you go to a porn site, I was reading this. You go to, like, Pornhub, they sit there and say, if you're 18, check this box, and people just check in, you know, you get to see titties.
Okay.
Well, France says that's not enough.
What else do you want them to do? Something with their driver's license?
Yes. I was reading that. Yes.
Let them watch porn. Who cares?
So, apparently, 13-year-olds are going on Pornhub.
Oh. Never mind.
And looking at, I guess, porn. What else would you do on fucking porn websites?
Well, Pornhub has full Disney movies on it.
Well, no, there are other ones.
What?
Yeah, that was a big thing, how Pornhub in the beginning. Well, it wasn't in the beginning, but you remember when Frozen came out?
Mm-hmm.
There was a full version of Frozen on Pornhub. And it got, like, Pornhub had, like, super high subscribers, and they couldn't figure out why until they found out there was a full version of Frozen on it.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know.
Somewhere to upload videos.
Mm-hmm. So weird.
Well, you know what? When people will watch free movies, they'll go anywhere. Now, imagine that one family who clicked on, the one video below it. Says, fucking Olaf fucking Elsa or something like that. But, yeah, no. So, like...
Really? When did you start watching porn?
I don't know. I was, like, 15, maybe 16?
I guess that's not too...
It's not horrible, you know.
But he could be lying.
No, I think it was around that time. Jerry
normally doesn't lie to me.
So here's the thing. Girl. I know it's around that time because when I was like 13 was when I got my first set of like Playboys.
Who got you Playboys?
Dad?
No. My uncle.
was gonna say. Jay?
Yeah. Oh my god.
You know, not the names, but yeah.
Well, yeah. Jake is such a generic uncle. Name. No one's gonna find him.
But no, it was like 13, 14 area.
Oh my god.
I actually have a quick story.
Oh god.
About porn, of course. So, I was outside playing one day, and I used to live in a trailer. You would walk through the trailer. There was a kitchen and living room, like right next to each other. So you technically walk through the kitchen, living room, straight on your left. You just take one step. Well, my grandmother used to have one of those old-fashioned desktops, like from, like, what, 2004, 2005? You know, it has, like, the monitor.
Did you have to put in the disk for the internet?
No.
The AOL package?
Well, like I said, it was 2004, 2005, so.
That's when that stuff happened.
Oh. Well, no, we plugged in the Ethernet. So, but I was coming home one day.
Oh, God.
And I saw my grandfather
look at
porn
really?
On the computer.
Nah.
Yeah. It was old people porn, too. Not like the young ones. No, they were like granny titties.
You know what can be bad, too? My mom and dad are split for them. For their knowledge. Okay. My dad would live in the basement of my mom's house because my dad is like
homeless. We can say that.
Yeah, he's like he's always been homeless pretty much. He's got child support. Anyways, and the vent from the downstairs, you can definitely hear something. And when you hear moans that you know is not from the other side because the people there aren't home, mom's working or something. Where's the moaning coming from? Downstairs. Who's downstairs? Your father. There's nobody down there with him. What do you think he's doing?
Talking to ghosts.
Oh, no, no. What happened is, I know you guys have seen Paranormal Activity.
Oh, my goodness.
He's fucking the ghost. The ghost has just flipped him over.
That's a haunted house.
Oh, is that a haunted house? I thought they did on Paranormal Activity once.
No, yeah. Paranormal Activity is the actual movie that they made the parody of.
I thought there was like 10 movies. How have you not had sex with the ghost with either one? Because
I don't think ghosts actually have
sex. Oh, no. I was thinking of a scary movie.
No, I think it was Haunted House.
It's a haunted house.
No, scary movie, she does it too. Because she gets fucked up to the ceiling. No, it was a scary movie. Yeah, so he was having sex with the ghost. Fucking her on the ceiling, but the ghost was fucking him on the ceiling. I don't know. However, your dad's going. Sorry about your dad.
What the fuck?
So, one time, he asked me to help him with his phone.
I said,
okay, whatever. Cool.
How old were you?
Oh, this was like 4 years ago.
Oh, God.
So, I was like 18, 19.
My dad has like a naked woman on his
phone. No. Not that. So, I'm sitting there. I was like, okay, what do you need done? He says, I need you to go here. I went here, and I accidentally hit photos. I saw his actual dick.
Oh, no.
First photo. Blue. Big dick. I'm sitting there. I put the phone down. I was like, I know that crystal was with you. Fucking can't read. Let you live that story now.
You know what? I the words that you said.
It's all true.
So did you end up fixing the phone problem, or was
that? I did fix the phone problem. But no.
Did he know you saw his dick?
No, because I closed out the window. I was like, yeah, I'm not fucking letting him know. I just see his dick.
It's so gross. Is this gonna be a porn?
Wait, hold up. So, question for guys.
Wait, is this gonna be a porn episode?
No, I don't even know how we got here.
Oh,
my goodness. Okay, so is there ever a point where, like, because guys have friends, that you guys ever, like, see whose is bigger? And do you do that by just, like, measuring personally, or do you whip it out and see?
I have never done that. So, I'm going to.
Have you measured?
Yeah, I've measured it.
Well, okay, because you know, okay, so I'm not going to say her name, But you know my one friend who has the son and she's engaged to the other guy, right?
Sure.
You know, we've been to her house. We got a lot of toys for Gray.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So, anywho.
Oh, I think you told me the story, but yeah, go ahead.
So, him and his, so everyone has like Snapchat. So, him and his friends send pictures to each other of their dicks. Like, just randomly throughout the day. And she's like, yeah, it's a guy thing. And I'm like, and I told Joe, he's like, no. She's like, but he says it's not gay because they don't show their balls. First off.
I honestly, coming from a guy perspective, I'd rather show my balls than my dick.
But why would you want to just show your dick daily to your friends?
Not daily, like once.
No, this is like an everyday occurrence.
Okay, okay. Would there be a difference between showing your dick and showing your balls? Like, is there a different feeling?
I'd rather show my balls than my dick.
Why?
Because I feel like balls look more like everyday thing. That's like, what I the size thinking. Of my like dick boobs? Is, I want to know. But my balls are my balls. I don't really care about
that. I feel like that's kind of like an awkward angle, though.
Well, I feel like they look normal.
Yours aren't normal.
We're not getting to that.
Please don't.
No, she's not about her dad.
No, it's like, so it wouldn't have to do with your dad because your dad doesn't follow his bloodline.
It doesn't matter. He's I know. Still my cousin.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, it won't affect your dad. No, we won't talk about this.
No, no, we're not. You know why? Ad break.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not done yet, though.
Okay, real quick. Okay. Come on. You got 30 seconds.
I was thinking, like, the balls would be like boobs. Boobs are shown everywhere. Balls, I feel
I've never seen balls on TV, but I've seen a penis.
Yeah, I feel like balls look the same. Like, yeah, it's probably different size, but they look the same.
I was thinking more of...
Like, you got cricket penises. Penises that go straight, boof, out to the left. Like, you're giving a... Like, you just gave it a left hook.
I guess it depends on if you have both of your balls.
Yeah, well, now we will get into it because we're in ads. Okay. All right, now that we're not going to talk about dicks and balls anymore...
I mean, I can always bring it back up.
Yeah, we're not going to. We're not going to. Star. We're not going to.
Yeah, we do have porn star. We can always
well,
have porn
today, is his balls looking normal? Like, does he only have one ball?
That was an alligator made out of beads. Put it down.
No, he has one ball or no, he has two balls?
No, I feel like he would only have...
Okay, what's
our... Like, have you not seen it?
What's our topic?
No,
wait, you talking about the alligator or porn star?
The porn star!
He's got two balls.
Okay. Jesus. I thought we were talking about the alligator,
that's
too.
That's what I thought so, too. You were playing with the alligator.
You said about the porn star.
Porn star has two balls.
Okay, that's good. Well, today, you guys know when this finally posts. It's going to be around New Year's.
Yay.
So, resolutions?
Yeah, but first, what are your guys' resolutions?
Don't get fat.
Don't get fat. Okay. Well, you know, you don't. You have a metabolism. You don't really have to work towards that.
I do. You know how many problems that I've just found out I've had in the last like month?
No.
I got want to talk about either it here. A gallstone or a
she's kidney falling
stone
apart,
and like. Just a lot of pain everywhere.
It just sounds like you have one problem, but you don't know what it is.
Yeah, and I can't figure it out until February.
Alright, so Dakota, what's your resolution, if you have one?
Well, I'm gonna go with Miranda's not get fat, even though I'm already there. So lose weight, and not have as many mental breakdowns.
Nice.
Because I had a lot. Oh, and not have a baby in February.
Yes, that's fun. That's well, I mean, you almost, yeah, you took that one down.
I'm making sure. At least I can accomplish one of my resolutions.
Wait, did you
for
say
sure.
Not have a baby in February?
Yeah.
Why?
I won't have a baby.
So
why?
Because I'm not gonna have another baby in February. I did that last year.
Okay, Miranda, we're done asking why. We're not three.
Am I supposed to have another baby next year?
I mean, if you want.
No.
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 So.
Nope.
Today, I scoured the internet. I found some of the most outlandish New Year's resolutions I could find.
Okay.
Over the past. Like, they're 2020 beyond. Well, behind.
I was going to say, how the hell are you going to go beyond? Like, you'd only be going 1 year, because that's as far as we've gotten.
But I found some of the most outlandish ones. So the first one is turn off Tinder and try to talk to people in real life.
Oh God.
I could see that being an actual problem though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't too, but like these are outlandish. Like,
I mean, we met on Tinder.
Yeah.
Depends on how much you're on Tinder. My friend has Tinder like so much, and my roommate's ex-roommate, which is my friend, they had guys over like every week because she had a different Tinder guy over like each week.
That just sounds like a good time.
Yeah,
but my roommate is Catholic. She doesn't like knowing there's people over.
She gonna have to get over if she in college.
That's why I gotta be a good roommate and not have random guys over.
You're fucking a porn star.
Well, hold on. No one said you had Tinder.
No, but she thinks I'm a better roommate than her ex.
I feel like, though, if you go to college, you gotta be ready for that shit.
Yeah, you gotta be ready for parties, and you know.
Because, I mean, I've been to college.
Your roommate getting noise complaints.
She's ready for, like, parties, but she doesn't feel comfortable with, like, the sucks.
See, when I went to college, they had us do a very in-depth, like, survey about ourselves. About, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how cool was you on having, like, random people over? Like, when do you go to sleep? How do you like to do homework?
Oh, when do you get up?
Yeah, we did that. And me and my roommate kind of didn't get along at first. But we had such a mutual hatred for our suite mates that we got along very well.
Okay, here's a reason why I am a bad roommate. Because we agreed, like, she caught us doing it, at the beginning of the
You got to put a sock on the door.
No, then she would actually know.
She wouldn't have walked in.
Yeah.
Nah, I'd rather get caught.
Oh my God.
I don't want everyone. Well, obviously everyone's already knowing. But anyways, if I can.
I want her to see me with my legs.
See, I like it private AF. Like my front door got to be locked, and then my bedroom door got to be shut, and the lights got to be off. Like no one's seeing shit.
Oh no, we can have the lights on.
No, thank you.
Frances, I want my legs wide open when she walks in. She gets the full show.
No, I was just sitting on top of him.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, so we're moving on to number two.
We were done. We were just sitting. I was just sitting on top of him.
All right, number two.
But
number two, Miranda.
She said, just don't do it, and we continue to do it, and then that's when it's
number two, Miranda.
Go ahead. Now I'm done.
Stop inserting slightly incorrect facts into Wikipedia entries.
I would love that.
Wait, what?
Stop inserting slightly wrong facts into Wikipedia.
Someone does that for fun?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people do it for fun. Hell, I've done it.
That's stupid.
Why?
Why? It's fun. Because I can imagine some, like, eighth grader, when the teacher says, don't use Wikipedia, and they use Wikipedia, and it's fact slightly wrong, and they cry. But here's the thing. I'll go.
What's the richest country in the world? Wakanda.
I mean, technically,
is the world flat?
Yes.
Hmm.
No, you can't. You can't edit that one anymore.
You can't.
Yeah. No. Now they have stuff that you can't edit anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
so
stupid.
Yep. Number three. Well, I mean, they have, like, the LGBTQ one. They have the gay rights one.
Oh, that makes sense.
Black Lives Matter. Trump.
Oh, darn. What do I identify as? A Cheeto.
But, no. Number three. Go to work without a hangover at least twice a week.
Damn, I wish.
Wait, does he work at a bar?
I don't fucking know, Miranda.
I mean, it kind of makes sense if they work at a bar, because my mom gets drunk while working at
You're bar. Not supposed to drink at work, even if you work at a bar.
Tell the owner that. He's the one that lets her.
He's just hoping people die from liver damage so he doesn't have to pay for funeral costs.
Bar rescue.
Yeah. Someone get him. We gonna call.
Oh, my brother's working at a bar, too.
Your brother's not old enough. Oh, wait, Peyton?
He's 22.
I thought we were talking about Austin.
I thought he worked at Burger King.
Nope, he works at a bar now.
He's a cook for a bar.
Us said he works at a
Which
bar.
Which one?
The bar across from the police station.
It's not really a bar. It's bait shop. Tech on more.
It's a bait shop? He said it was a bar.
Bait shop, tech on more. The more is the bar.
Where's that?
Downtown. Now important. Number four.
Well,
delete the Facebook app from your phone and only log in to check it once a day.
Wait, say that again?
So delete the app off your phone, go online and check your Facebook once a day.
They high-key addicted, aren't
they?
I
can't do that one. I'm at college and everyone posts Facebook stuff on.
Yeah, I like seeing the people who bullied me in high school fail at life.
That's how I see if anybody died or, you know.
I mean, that too.
People have COVID, stuff like that, that people don't tell me when I'm at college.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So number five, to be able to finish a burrito from Chipotle.
I can't do that.
I did it once and I had such a bad stomach ache.
I would never get a burrito at Chipotle.
No, I get the bowls.
I don't even think I get anything from Chipotle.
I get the quesadillas. I love the quesadillas.
I don't think I've got it since I've been pregnant,
though. Oh, I like the
quesadilla.
Oh, we went to Chipotle all during cross-country season. You picked a really bad
topic, because we don't go everywhere.
You picked a really bad topic.
Randomness chats resolution. Stay on topic for one episode.
Yes.
I have a lot of stories.
Just one.
Anyways. We went to Chipotle like every single time we went to a cross country meet. And I always got either a salad or the quesadillas. But half the time they was like, oh yeah, we can't get you that can't get you a quesadilla.
Why?
Why? I never actually asked why. I was just like, are you serious?
Such a fun story, Miranda.
I know. I got mad at them though. I can't have my quesadilla. That's
number six.
That's all I wanted. That's all I will eat.
To find someone to kiss besides my dog.
I feel like that'd be a fail, no matter what.
I mean, why? I don't know why they posted it online, but yeah.
That's
like the one that
they're trying to match up with the girl who wants to kiss someone besides her cat.
So now, question for you guys. Have you guys like made a post because you like someone that made something similar? So you made a post.
No.
Oh, I used to do those. So remember those TBHs that they used to do?
Yes.
Yeah. So I did one of those because there was a guy that I used to like.
And you pray that he didn't go there?
No, because I did it with songs. Because he was a nerd like me and I knew exactly what song I wanted to send him that was going to be like him. And he was one of the first people that liked it.
So you sent him that song?
Yep.
What did he say?
He thought it was cool.
That's it?
Guys, I was ugly in high school.
I'm so
I didn't know how to use my boobs or colored hair yet.
I'm so glad that worked.
I don't got no boobs.
You gotta get the emo look going then. Because let me tell you, guys started liking my shit after I graduated and like got through college and shit. And that's why I had to put that I was in a relationship 1 year, because for some reason on Black Friday, like 3 years ago, everyone started sliding in my DMs and I was like, nope. In a relationship. Because someone wanted to fuck around, but I mean, he fucked around and found out real quick.
All right, so number seven. Never by accident walk in on my dad cleaning in the shower naked ever again. Well, cleaning the shower naked.
Why were you walking in the bathroom when someone's in there?
Pee.
Well, someone's in there.
I don't know.
Okay, I wonder what their bathroom.
Why is he cleaning it naked? That's my question.
Because I mean, a lot of people clean their shower when they're taking a shower.
But
really?
Thing. They get like you know those little soap brushes from like the dollar store that you can put soap in, and like when you clean your dishes, the soap comes out of it.
I go to college,
they make something like that.
You see, most of the time I don't do dishes.
Okay, well, anywho, they make something like that, and people are putting, like, shower cleaner in it, and then they just, like, scrub down their shower when they're taking a shower.
I can't clean up the tub when I'm done.
No, you fucking don't!
No, like, sit there, push some of the hair down and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because I have long hair.
And I have to pull it out anyway because it clogs up the drain.
Your hair too.
Nope. It has all been dark hair.
Don't you have dark hair?
I am a ginger right now.
Okay, there's a huge ball of hair I can see.
No, it's not. Nope. Threw it away. It's not there anymore.
Good job.
Yeah, come at me, Miranda, because I knew.
She just ratted you out.
I know. And it's Joe's because my hair is not that color. You can always tell, like, what color hair I am because, like, with my brushes, there's layers of different colors.
Not with mine because I cleaned mine out.
I know, and then there's just orange hair that appears in Joe's brushes, and yes. It's just the weirdest thing.
Funny, because I don't have a ginger hair style, so...
No, but you should still clean the hair off out of your brush.
I do.
Okay, next resolution.
Yeah, I know, I'm trying to get there. I'm ready to talk about hair.
Hey, we're probably going to talk about how we got the hair. Single resolution.
So number 8, read less books.
Why? No,
ain't gonna be me and Miranda.
Reading is a dangerous thing. Too much of it can really wreck your head.
This is written by a white man to women. I already know this was written by a white man.
A white man.
This was a white man.
Unfortunately, I'm not pick names down or anything.
I know this is a white man.
I feel like it would be a white man.
This is a white man who's got tired that, like, it's like Gaston. It's like, yes. Women shouldn't read. Because then they learn things.
It's Joe Biden.
Shut the fuck up, Joe. Joe Rogan. People shouldn't read. Rogan. Shut the fuck.
J-name.
All J-names.
All J-names.
Resolution. Don't date a man with a J-name.
Yes.
I got another one. I will do less laundry and use more deodorant.
You. That needs to be your resolution.
Sorry, I like clean clothes.
Oh, wait. Oh, I thought
do
it was...
Do less laundry, wear more deodorant.
You already accomplished that, so you might as well make that your resolution. There you go. Accomplished.
Okay.
Because there was one day that I made you get out of bed and put on deodorant.
Okay, yes. But the thing is...
I was off that
does
day.
Does that mean... They can still be clean. It's just...
Miranda, did you see how many loads of laundry I did today?
Okay, just because it's piling up doesn't mean, like, they don't have clean clothes.
It says less laundry, Miranda.
Just because it's piling up doesn't mean it's not clean.
Okay, well, we're moving on.
Okay.
Because I don't know what the hell Miranda's trying to say. Number 10.
They can just have a lot of clothes.
Number 10. Stop licking frozen flagpoles.
A Christmas story.
Yes. Number 11. I will never again take a sleeping pill and a laxative on the same night.
Oh, God.
You
take a sleeping pill and a laxative at the same time.
Laxative, what is that?
Makes you poop. And a sleeping pill makes you sleep. So you either gonna wake up in a pile of your own feces or you will be falling asleep on the toilet. I would just like tie myself on the toilet to be safe.
I remember one time, it was Easter.
Wait, couldn't you just, like, tie a bucket to yourself?
Miranda, I was telling the story.
Good for you. You didn't finish.
Okay. No, I was trying to finish. But
well, finish.
It was Easter, like, probably 10 years ago. I remember Miranda's brother falling asleep on the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
With his pants on.
Yeah. Ew. He was literally just, his head was on the top of the toilet. And
no, he was sitting on the toilet, head on the sink.
Yeah. No. Maybe.
He was sitting on the toilet with his pants on.
Yeah.
Why?
So, who knows?
I don't fucking know.
Did y'all wake him up or just walk by?
I think they just kind of left him.
I mean, if someone
sleeping
on the toilet.
Sleeping on the toilet. I mean, he wasn't using it. He was just sleeping on it. Yeah. They took a picture of him.
Yes.
I would have too. Mm-hmm. Wait, which brother was this? Older or younger?
Younger.
Younger.
Oh, okay. I figured.
I'm pretty sure somebody did it too, though. Somebody else in the family did it too.
I don't know that one. I know about that one because I was there for that one. So, number 12 already.
How many is there?
19.
Oh, okay.
So, number 12, lose weight.
Okay, that's a normal one.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose weight. I want to gain muscle.
It's a normal. But I found it because, well, like I actually typed in outlandish ones, and then they said that one because everyone says lose weight.
Yeah. They
do. I want to gain muscle. I can't lose weight.
Number 13, gain muscle.
Yeah, there we go.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, what's 13?
Quit smoking.
That's a common one, too. Hey, my dad did that, though, 1 year.
Yeah. Well, it's still outlandish.
Did you say 1 year?
I said outlandish.
Well, yeah, because he never smoked again. Like, he literally just stopped one day.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Well,
I'm pretty sure he got tired of, like, go, because my mom doesn't let people smoke in the house or drink in the house. So I'm pretty sure he got tired of, you know, going and standing out in the cold.
My family does it all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, which is why my son does it.
Which is literally, like, every single one of them.
Gross.
Yeah.
Not me.
I said like.
All right, so number 14. Resolution, being on time for work.
That needs to be yours.
It's an outlandish one because it's not going to happen.
Okay, does it count, though, if...
If you have to ask, does it count, that means it does not count.
If I get hit by a deer.
or total her car.
Or total my car. Or get in a car accident.
Miranda, like, I think we just expect this from you. Yes. Like, Miranda's calling, oh, check the roadways, guys. There's an accident. Yep, okay.
Miranda's at resolution. Right? Only wreck once this year.
Yep.
I mean, hopefully you wreck none.
Well, Miranda, we got to start somewhere.
Let's start with none, because I started with none, and then it just ended up with one, and then I ended up with two.
So number 15, eat more fruit.
Snacks. Oh, I'm good on that.
I like fruit.
Fruit snacks.
Wait, is it really eat more fruit snacks?
Yes. It's fruit, .. snacks.
I steal your fruit snacks all the time.
Yeah. That box has been going for a while.
Well, there's like 90 packets in there or something like that.
It was only $8 at Sam's Club.
Yeah, it's like 90
something
packets. I'm
pretty sure I ate most of it.
Yeah. Probably.
Because every time I came here, I stole one.
Yep.
At least.
So, now number 16, I feel with like my whole heart.
Oh, God.
But it's a little different. I will start a blog, my case, podcast, about stuff. And then bitch about how I don't have anything interesting to talk about.
There you go.
That was literally half the year last year. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, you did say you want to start a podcast.
Yeah, and then now I have anything to talk about.
And now we do.
Yes. Well, technically we don't. He just does research.
We just kind of make up everything else.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Like today, our first 20 minutes were about dicks.
And balls.
And balls.
And porn.
Yes. And singing the ghost.
Right.
Okay, that was more of like 5 minutes.
Next resolution, guys. I'm falling asleep. I ain't gonna be like last podcast.
Yeah, you were literally outridden or going.
I really was. Y'all, I was sleeping on the table.
So now number 17 is Dakota's real resolution I want her to work on.
Don't fall asleep during the podcast.
I will stop pretending that it's not time to take out the trash by repeatedly smashing the trash out with my arms. It's way better than having to take it out than have my hands hurt all day.
You have one job in this household, and it is to take out the damn trash. I do everything else.
I see the trash piled to the ceiling.
You see it now?
Yeah, it's piled to the ceiling.
Yep. That's your one job.
I just took it out today, too.
That's your one job. I cleaned everything else.
She's correct. She did clean a lot.
Yes.
I've been here all day. She's been cleaning all day.
Yeah, suck it.
I was going to say it. Number 18.
Suck it.
Number 18. I will only eat white snow from now on.
Someone ate yellow snow and lived to regret it.
And probably brown.
Oh, God. I never even thought about that one.
And number 19, the final one. My one. I will stop making New Year's resolutions. I never keep them anyways.
I like that one.
Yeah. I have not made a resolution like 6 years.
I don't think I
you make
ever
lists
made a resolution.
And keep them on your phone as a screensaver.
Yeah. And the one time I did make a list, I went through every single one.
Yep.
You went through? Like,
yeah.
You did them?
Yeah, I did every single one.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, resolution. Do you get to make what time, like when it ends, or do you get to?
It's all year, Miranda.
All year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah?
I don't know if I did anything for a whole year.
You did something for 365 days.
I mean, technically, I lost weight after February 8th. I lost like 30 pounds overnight.
I can't even say that my weight's, I don't know. I'm 105 pounds. I know that much. So I can't lose weight. Like, I don't want to.
Hey guys, that's it. Those are New Year's resolutions.
Cool.
The most outlandish ones I can find with the hour of research.
Nice.
I'm the one that gave you the idea to do resolutions.
I don't know. It could have been you. I was thinking things like, oh yeah, New Year's is coming up. I could do that. I think you did give me the idea and I forgot about it and I remembered it at work. Like, oh yeah, New Year's is coming up. I can do this. New resolution. So I went to my phone real quick, typed in the thing. Oh, that way when I go back and look at the notes, I can sit there and like, oh yeah, that's right. That was the one I wanted to do. And then, you know, already got next week's episode already typed out, ready to go.
What's next week's episode?
You'll find out when we get that far.
Is it going to be another guessing game then?
It's no guessing game.
Oh, it's a guessing game, especially if we started this one with ghosts and then it turned into porn and then it turned into resolutions.
Yes.
Like, those
Well, this resolution was the definite thing I was going to talk about. And then I remember that Demi Lovato, how they signed to ghosts, and I wanted to add that in there.
I wonder what her New Year's resolution is.
Sing to more ghosts.
Or their New Year's resolution.
Yeah, now you got to apologize to Demi Lovato.
No, I don't, because I didn't see the post about it.
Oh,
they made that post like 3 years ago.
People's resolutions.
Yeah, but they change it all the time.
I don't know. I'm not them. I almost did what you did. But yeah. So yeah. Besides that, guys, I think that's a pretty successful episode.
Yay! We can go to sleep now.
Not yet. We're going to find you.
Instagram, nerdpanda1001.
Dakota, do you have any? No. You don't want them to find you ever.
No.
You're going to be the most mysterious one?
Yes.
Although she already put out her stuff in the other one. So
I think she just put out Twitch. That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, good enough.
And then she doesn't.
Yeah, not even on that. I sleep too much.
Yeah, and then she doesn't do Twitch.
Still go follow her Twitch. At least go listen to the other podcast.
The other episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no other podcast. Like, this is the only podcast.
The other episode.
The podcast that Marin and I hide from you.
Yeah.
The Sleeping Chronicles. That's what you guys film when I'm just sleeping.
Hey, that was our first one ever.
Yeah, I think that was our first three.
That's very possible.
Yeah, because I took the baby and went to sleep.
Yeah, and then you came on like twice, and then you left again, and then you just kind of came on permanently shortly after.
Yeah, because I live here.
Yeah, mainly.
Yes. But we have a group page. Dakota, tell me where it's at.
Random's Chat Podcast on Facebook.
Yep, group page and regular page where it gets updated on Facebook. Every new episode, Spotify.
And you can actually react to us.
You can. Googs us on Google. Googs us on Google Podcasts. Mm-hmm. Give us those 5 stars. Of course, follow us. Alexa, play Random Shout Podcast. It pops on. That is my fucking phone telling me it's almost bedtime.
Same.
On Spotify.
Yeah, I said that.
Okay, we went through them all. It's bedtime.
Apple Podcast.
I said that, Marina. We already went through the.
Oh, we're on Audible too.
Yeah, we are on Audible.
There you go.
I don't know what that one is.
It's a book for you. It's a site where you can listen to books.
Oh. Yes.
I don't know how we got on Audible.
Apparently, we did.
No, I managed to get us on Audible somehow.
Oh gosh.
Nice.
I've not looked up Audible to see. Like, I know I got it because I got the email confirmation, but I've not looked on Audible to find us.
So did they find us, or you find them?
Oh, I found them.
Joe just threatened to send a picture of his dick daily until they put randomness chat on it.
Now see what happened.
After
was...
the first picture, they're like, oh, hell no, those are some weird-ass balls. Sure, we'll put it on.
No, what happened was I'll sit there and I'll email them, like, daily. They probably got tired of fucking reading it. I tried to do that to...
the water company.
I tried to do that to Liquid Death, and then they changed their email.
Yes. We don't call out names unless they a sponsor.
Yeah, but you know, they like their email's not changed to something else.
Oh my goodness, Joey.
I think I'm part of the reason.
You need to find them.
You know
again.
What? I think we need a new sponsor. Michael, he's not doing anything. I think.
Fuck him! No,
did you guys know that he's actually still selling shit?
I know. We ain't sponsoring that dude. Fuck
the
that dude.
Shoe?
My pillow.
We ain't putting that out there. Do not buy that product.
My pillow?
Right? Have you not seen the like the one that like he looks like?
Okay,
a pedophile.
Go ahead and end it before
he looks
I
like out. A pedophile. Sit there,
I'm gonna put my hand over this mic.
It's all around. There's no. Yeah, no, it still hears us. Still hears us. It's all around Dakota. Okay, real quick though, looks like a pedo. He says, "My name's Mike Liddell, and I am the sponsor of My Pillow."
If you do not turn this off, I'm going to walk away and go to bed. Okay, guys, goodbye.
Bye. He looks like a pedophile though.
Bye.
That's how we're going.
Okay.
Oh, if you go on Fox News, he's always on Fox News because that's the only people who really sponsor him anymore.
He's always on Fox News.
Yeah, legit. I've never seen any other commercial. I thought he went out of business because I didn't see him for like 2 years. And then Fox News, he's like 80 fucking ads.
Oh my goodness.
It's like, bro, you're the only one that sponsors Fox News anymore? Besides Fox? Oh, and another thing. Dakota won't know this, but... Like, I was at work today in one of the residents' rooms, because I work at a nursing home. He was watching Fox News, and you know him as Brodus Clay.
Yeah.
He was on there talking about Trump.
Are you serious?
Yes. A wrestler sitting on there talking about how good of a president Trump was, okay. And how Biden needs to work on getting his approval rating back
okay,
up.
Okay, but Trump was a wrestling fan.
But he went on Fox News.
Yeah. But wrestling fan Brodus Clay is a wrestler. So.
And not part of the same company anymore. Now he's called Titus
guessing...
you know. Okay, but either way, it just cut us off. I had to restart. But either way, yep, he's on Fox News now, I guess.
Wait, will he stay on Fox News?
I have no idea. I did not look it up. I just saw him. It's like, holy shit, I know who that is. Except for, he had a title on him. Like, he's an NWA TV champion. He had his title. Around his shoulder, talking about Trump. It's like, bruh, don't you have to, like, work out or something?
Well, at least he's doing stuff with his career still.
I guess. But either way, Miranda, we're out of here. I want to go home.
You are home.
I'm going to go to bed.
There you go.
So, bye.
Good night. Or good morning. Or good afternoon.
Yeah, whatever one you're doing.
Yeah.
Dakota, you want to say bye again?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.